It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. College is an eye-opening experience, and for freshmen coming from majority white communities, it may be their first real exposure to diverse cultures. Illinois State University wants to go one step further. It's considering a plan to require all undergraduates to take a course focused on inclusion, diversity, equity, and access in American society. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke with Rocio Riedevenera, a faculty member and chair of the committee that proposed the requirement. She says it's not just the university that wants more culturally competent graduates, it's their future employers.
We know that the country is changing, right? The demographic is changing, so we're becoming a more diverse population. And I think for a while, a lot of faculty, staff, and even students that I talk to have been interested in issues of diversity, issues of inclusion and equity, and learning, seeing that more infused in the curriculum. So the idea for this committee actually came from the campus climate survey that was done at this point 2 years ago, I believe. And that task force, actually one of the kind of recommendations that they had was to diversify the curriculum and included having a graduation requirement that focused on U.S. diversity. So we already have EMALI, which is a graduation requirement that requires our students to take a course on kind of a non-Western society. And the idea or impetus behind that is that we are becoming an increasingly global world. We're interconnected, and we want to prepare our students for that, for working with people from various countries. And so we've had that requirement for a while, but I think myself, others, the committee had wondered, why don't we have something? We have diversity here in the United States, right? It's not just outside of our borders. It exists here in the United States. And as our students from all walks of life are going to have career paths that lead them to working with people and collaborating with people from different walks of life, we're doing them a disservice by not preparing them for that.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Rocio Riedevenera, director of the Honors Program at Illinois State University and the chair of a committee that has proposed a new diversity course requirement for ISU students. Rocio, what effect do you think this course would have on a student's future, their ability to operate in the world, their ability to interact with others in a future workplace?
I think it really does give them a competitive advantage to say, hey, I've taken maybe not one course, but again, if it leads them to discovering a minor, for example, they might decide, oh, maybe I do want to do a minor in women and gender studies or Latin American and Latino studies or African American studies. That's going to set you apart from somebody who hasn't taken those classes or experiences. And in fact, if I could allude to the honors program a little bit, we just recently added that as one of our skill sets that we are emphasizing with our students. We've added intercultural competence as a skill set. We have six skill sets now that we want our students to get in the honors program. And that's one that also we said, hey, this is important. Students wanted it. If you look at research that looks at what employers are looking for, understanding diversity or intercultural competence, working with people who are different from you, is one of the top 10 skill sets that they're looking for. Those soft skill sets that they're looking for, like critical thinking, creative productivity, thinking outside the box. They also want people who can get along with people and collaborate with people from different backgrounds than they are.
ISU has a very high graduation rate relative to peer institutions, but it's not easy for every student to graduate on time. Are there concerns that adding this course requirement is another hurdle that students will have to jump over, or are you kind of accommodating for that?
I think part of what our committee looked at was what are the courses that already exist that would capture that would be tagged with this, it fits the ideas requirement. And we basically saw we already have a lot of those classes. So again, it's more guiding students to that. And for most, probably all students, it will be something that will already count towards their major, count towards a general education requirement. So it won't add really any more coursework for them. It'll be something that they can easily fit into their already fit schedule, because it's going to be a class that gets counted in multiple ways, if that makes sense.
Your committee will seek input from the campus community with some open forums that are coming up this week. Tell me about those and what kind of feedback you're looking for.
Sure. So the Academic Senate and the University Curriculum Committee are sponsoring a couple of forums, Tuesday and Wednesday. So this is April 3rd, April 4th, 3 to 4 4 p.m. at Stevenson 401, and we invite all of the campus community students, faculty, staff to come in and give us their feedback. We're going to present our learning objectives, a little bit more of the history of how we got here, some sample courses that we think are going to fit that, and really just it's a time to get feedback from the community. So we'll have a little bit of presentation, but we want to hear from the university, from the campus about, you know, is there something we've missed here? You know, what are your thoughts on this proposal?
That's Rocio Rivadeneira, director of the Honors Program at Illinois State University, and the chair of a committee that has proposed a new diversity course requirement for ISU students. I'm Ryan Denham.
The campus community is invited to share their feedback on the proposed diversity class during open forums from 3 to 4 p.m. today and Wednesday in Stevenson Hall, room 401. It's Sound Ideas.